USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face a vote of no confidence on Monday. Party official Graham Brady.
That vote will take place this evening in the House of Commons between 6 and 8 o'clock. And we will announce the result shortly thereafter. There will be arrangements for proxy votes for any colleagues who can't be present in person in Westminster, and we'll notify colleagues of those arrangements in the near future.
If 180 Conservative lawmakers, a simple majority, vote against Johnson, he will cease to be the leader of the governing Conservative Party. A federal judge has denied an Arizona prisoner's bid to delay his execution in the 1984 killing of 8-year-old Vicki Hoskinson. A U.S. district judge keeps on track Wednesday's scheduled execution of Frank Atwood, who argued the state's death penalty procedures would violate his constitutional right against cruel and unusual punishment. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A child injured in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting has been released from the hospital.
A 9-year-old girl was released from a Texas hospital after being injured during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas on May 24th. Since her discharge, a 10-year-old girl remains in serious condition, and a 66-year-old woman, who is believed to be the shooter's grandmother, is in good condition. The alleged shooter, Salvador Ramos, reportedly shot his grandmother in the face, then drove her truck to Robb Elementary School, where 19 children and 2 adults were killed. For USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
President Vladimir Putin warned the United States in an interview broadcast on Sunday that Russia would strike new targets if the West supplied longer-range missiles to Ukraine. The United States has ruled out sending its own or NATO forces to Ukraine. We are USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Liz Cheney, in Wyoming's only congressional seat, has been at odds with President Trump as she tried unsuccessfully to impeach him. The Wyoming Republican Party voted shortly afterward to censure Representative Cheney. Some Wyoming Republicans want Cheney out, and Trump endorsed Harriet Hageman in. Here is candidate Hageman on Newsmax over the weekend.
And I have to say that that rally was an experience of a lifetime. I don't know if you've ever attended one of President Trump's rallies, but that was my first one. And it was exciting to have him. He was welcomed by all of Wyoming. We broke the record for that facility. There were over 11,000 people in the room when he took the stage, and boy, he delivered. Having his endorsement has been very important because we are an America first state. We're a Wyoming first state, and we're an America first state. We believe in enforcing our borders. We're fed up with the inflation. We're fed up with the policies of the failed Biden administration. And Donald Trump gave us a taste of what it could have been like had he been reelected.
Stocks, the dollar, and crude oil are flat but holding steady Monday as investors position themselves for more direction on interest rates and the economy from a string of central bank meetings next week. The European Central Bank meets on Thursday, though it is not expected to begin raising rates until July. With rate setters at the United States Federal Reserve and Bank of England, they'll be getting together next week. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.